I'm R.E.A. Schwartz, along with my co-hosts tonight, Pat Ralph and Rachel Galligan. Welcome to the WNBA Insider Show. Each week, different topics important to the W. Using X's and O's, along with key and critical stats, we bring honest and critical analysis. It's playoff time. We're talking playoffs. Pat, Rachel, welcome.
Hola.
What's up, man? It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a little. We've had some hiccups in our latest recording, so it's been a little bit since we had a show. But Pat, why don't you give the people, because they've been thirsting for it. Why don't you give the people a little bit of a breakdown of what we're doing for the playoffs this year?
Yeah, so I mean, as you mentioned, we've been a little zero dark 30 a little bit, but we've all been kind of busy. It's just a tough time of the year. It's summer and people are traveling, and it's sometimes tough to be all in the same time zone and to find each other. But now, as you mentioned, it's playoff time. We're excited. It's already here. It feels like the season just started. It really did just 3 months ago. And here we are now getting ready to start this week. And here at WNBA Insider, we've got some great coverage coming your way over the next month. We're really ramping it up. We're really going to be hitting, you know, kind of all the platforms and just coverage really well and stuff. You know, we're going to be doing more podcasts and stuff, whether it's, you know, just recap of the games and previews of the games upcoming and just keeping you up to date on that front. If you're looking for more stuff on the audio side, if you just want to be able to read stuff, if you're not looking to listen, but you want to be able to read stuff, we're going to have stuff too. We're going to have plenty of stuff on these first round games that are coming up tomorrow night, stuff on the second round games. And then once the semifinals and finals get going, we want to be able to flood the site with stories and coverage and just be constantly just flooding the zone with good coverage because we want to be out there. We want to be giving you guys, the fans, the best coverage out there so you guys know what's going on and can follow along, because we're about to experience, I think, a really awesome and fun playoff run here in the next month. And it's going to be a good time. And we just want to give you guys a good product, and, you know, just so you guys can come to us and know that we're giving you guys the best coverage in the league.
Oh, 100%. And you know what? We're excited because this is a season, and we were talking about before we even started, this is a season where early on we chatted and we kind of floated the idea, Pat and Rachel, that the Lynx and Sparks might face off in a do or die round. And now we didn't necessarily, I'm not going to claim that we had the all-seeing future ball or whatever it's called, but we did predict that this is a very likely possibility, and now here we are. I mean, we're talking about two teams that have been historically some of the greatest teams the league has ever seen and had some of the greatest playoff series that this league has ever seen. And now they're facing off in the first round do or die round. Rachel, give me your thoughts. I mean, I know it's hard to put in words, but talk to me.
Well, I mean, first off, like you said, we kind of talked about it before. I can't believe that it's like tomorrow and well today for those of you who are listening. And I can't believe that it's like a do or die one game scenario. I mean, talk about like as intense as it possibly could get. And I think, you know, you kind of get the sense, especially with the, you know, the news of Waylon retiring and that this is kind of the end of an era. I think we're going to see a lot of change, and that's kind of what this entire summer, this 2018 season has been about, is kind of a lot of change, a lot of teams evolving and growing, and the game is growing. And so kind of this historic matchup between the Lynx and the Sparks, which has been just so great for the game. But you get the sense that, like, you know, the era is changing a little bit, especially the fact that these two dynasties and are meeting really the first round of the playoffs in a do or die situation. So, I mean, it's as intense as it gets. It's as exciting as it gets. And the fact that, like, we're talking about Sparks and the Lynx in a one game series is to me, it just blows my mind.
It's crazy. I mean, Pat, we talked about this. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, I'm just going to echo what Rachel said. I mean, it's crazy to think, you know, we all predicted at the beginning of the season that the Sparks and Lynx would meet for a third straight time in the playoffs, except the fact that it's going to be in a first round playoff game. Winner moves on, loser goes home. That's not what we expected. We expected these two teams to meet again in the finals. It'd be round three, part three, the rubber match between after 2016 going to Los Angeles and 2017 going to Minnesota. We figured 2018 would be the the deciding one, and it'll be the trilogy. Instead, we're getting a trilogy, but it's going to be one game in Los Angeles. Winner goes on to the second round, which will be on the road for them. Loser goes home. And there's so much at stake. And like Rachel said, I think fans and I think the media, I think everybody knows tomorrow night, I think ESPN2's ratings are going to be really going to do really well, not just because of the rivalry, but because I think everyone knows that this rivalry, its current iteration, is going to change significantly, not just from the Minnesota side, but I do believe from the Los Angeles side. I think that, yes, a lot of the faces will remain the same. A lot of the same characters we've gotten to know over the years of the plot and the storyline will be there when we get back together in May and start the 2019 season. But a lot of the classic faces we know, like Lindsey Whalen, is not going to be there. There are already rumors about Simone Augustus or Rebecca Brunson hanging it up after this year as well. And we've said too with Minnesota, and we'll get more into details with this as we get into the game, is, you know, this is a team that has to, is going to have to change things around Maya Moore and Sylvia Fowles, and Los Angeles is going to have to change things around their trio of Candace Parker, Neko Gumake, and Chelsea Gray and stuff. And I think that this is, I think everybody knows that this is tomorrow night after, it will never be the same after tomorrow night's game between these two teams. It'll miss something special after that.
Yeah, and you really don't want to miss this. And I'm not plugging it for the league or ESPN, but you don't want to miss this. In my mind, this is the epic battle of Rocky Balboa versus Apollo Creed, when in the third match, they had their two big matches, and in the third match, no one really knows who won that match. To me, this is kind of what's going on. You've had these epic heavyweight battles, and now you have this one do or die that's going to kind of get swept under the rug, you know, as the playoffs go on. And that's there are very few negatives in my mind of having the one and done. To me, one of the things that is a negative is you have these epic battles and then it's done and you move on to the next round. Where in my mind, if you have at least like a soccer style best of two or like a best of three series, then it kind of expands it a little bit further and makes it a little bit more exciting for the fans as far as just like the storylines. Because for me, after this game, yeah, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be crazy. But then one of these amazing teams is going to be home, you know, drinking Mai Tais on the beach. And I said this before and I'll say this again. My hope is that because you have two of the top teams facing off in this, my hope is that this maybe puts the league in a spot where they go, maybe we will extend the second do or die round to a series, a short series. But I still think that would be the best thing to come of it. You still have the excitement of the do or die, but then you don't kill, the players' legs. And you at least give, because look, you can't have the 3-4 team in my mind battling in a do or die. What are your thoughts on that, Rachel?
I would like to see it best of three. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm for it, Pat.
I would like it too. It would obviously extend the postseason. I mean, the one game drama is pretty crazy.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
I do think there is something that should be appreciated, is like one game for all the marbles. It's kind of like the NCAA tournament, you know? It's one game. You can throw out win and loss records. You can throw out, you know, what happened when they previously met. It's kind of when you really just look at it. It's like how, if a team matches up well against another team, doesn't matter where the game is, they could win, you know, if it's one game and they play well. So, but like you guys said, if you got it to a best of three, then maybe there's, you know, that could be good as well too. I think I wouldn't be opposed to that if it was a best of three either. So, I mean, I think there are pros and cons to both sides.
I do think, you know, just, well, obviously this year with the condensed schedule, but just the nature of the WNBA season in general, it makes it very, really difficult, you know, come playoff time to really extend it, to kind of draw it out. That's why kind of that single game elimination, it does bring some intensity to it. I think it definitely helps with media coverage, especially on like, you know, ESPN, stuff like that. So I'm with you. I do see the positives and negatives to both, but you know, I would think that, you know, as you advance past that first round, taking it to three, I'm a little partial too.
Right.
So we're just going to dive into this. Sparks, Lynx. So far they've played four times. Sparks have won three of them. And I guess I'll ask the question on everyone's mind. Is this just going to be goodbye Lynx?
I don't think so. And I think there's a lot of reasons, but number one, I think you've got the Whalen factor. You know, this is a Lynx team that's probably as motivated as ever to like turn it on in playoff time. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, anytime you've got a championship caliber team with that sort of mentality, I mean, they're competitors. And between Maya Moore, Sylvia Fowles, I mean, you know, they're kind of on a mission right now, and not just in general when the lights come on in that playoff time, but also now you've got, this is their last go around together. And I don't think you can really put into words exactly what that means, and how do you exactly measure that for them? But you know, they've gone to LA twice this year. They've lost both. Second time was fairly easily 18-point loss, and so there's a little bit of revenge here too. Obviously, we know it's going to be intense, but I think the Lynx are going to bring it. I think you know, the I guess the team that I feel like would have to prove it the most would be LA. Which is kind of a bold statement, because I think they've handled the Lynx fairly well this year, but I'd be worried to match up with Minnesota and what they've got going on momentum wise, just from the Whalen factor, and just a group of women who like have created a dynasty and not wanting that to come to a close.
Well, and I'll add to that. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to say that the Lynx are the underdogs in this game, which is wild. I think almost as wild to say that these two are facing off in a do or die. It's just as wild in my mind that the Lynx are by far the underdogs. The keys for me are going to be bench play by the Lynx and Zandalasini. Can Zandalasini, well, also is Brunson playing, but can Zandalasini or Alexis Jones, somebody get some points off the bench? We've talked about this endlessly. The Lynx cannot survive with relying on Maya to have a 20-point game and Sylvia to have a 20-point game and then just, like, everyone else have 5 points. That won't work. You need a little bit more.
If we're talking about Zandalasini, I mean, look what she did the other night against the Mystics. I mean, she's arguably playing the best basketball of really her young career so far. So if that is any indication as to what she's capable of doing, I would feel confident going in, you know, into this matchup with her the way she's been playing. How do you feel, Pat?
Well, I'll take the opposite approach. I'll bounce out. You make a good, very good point, Rachel, which I do agree with you with, is I think the Lynx are coming into this game with house money, which is crazy to think. I mean, I think they're coming in here with, I don't think they have a lot of pressure, because I think they know that, I think there's part of them, while they know that they are motivated to, you know, give Lindsey Whalen a good send-off, I think there's also part of them that knows that they are just not the same team that they were last year or the year before, that this is a team that they're older. I think they're more realistic. I think they realize, you know what, this just, you know, I think you could tell that from Sunday night against Washington, that there was this feeling that, you know, this might be the last home game we play here with her. And we might not be back here this season. They're just this feeling of like, they seem to understand, you know what, we're not who we once were. But as you said, they can turn it on.
But Pat, don't you think, to me, I completely agree with you. And I think that's been the biggest undoing of the Lynx, is them having that realization, them thinking, once that doubt seeps into your mind, and Rachel, you can talk about this from being a player. In my mind, when that doubt seeps into your mind, it starts to affect every action that you normally would do so naturally. And yes. Perfect example, Maya Moore, just based off of the past season, when she's not thinking and she's just getting the ball, doing her and shooting, it's money. When she's sitting there thinking and trying to force it, that's when I've noticed her struggling a lot. So Pat and Rachel, I'm curious your guys' take. You know, is that part of the undoing? Is that they've accepted it?
I think that it's... you know, I think it's a little bit, I think what it is there's a lot, you mentioned Maya, there's a lot of pressure on her. I mean, offensively, they have two people who can score for that team. Nobody else. I mean, consistently, it's two people, and they have nothing else consistently outside of them that can, they know that they can go and get a couple, you know, a bucket or two from. They know it's Maya, it's Sylvia, and after that, there's a lot of question marks. Like you said, is the bench going to play well? What are they going to get from Whalen? What is Simone going to? Is Brunson going to play? And that's why I think what we've talked about is that I think there's going to be a lot of changes this season. I think there's going to be a lot of, you will see a lot of alterations at roster, and they're going to need to, you know, re-overhaul it so that they aren't dependent on two players necessarily. So I think what you're getting to is like, yes, I think there is this kind of realization, but I think it's also too, is like, there's a lot of pressure on Maya that she has to kind of carry. Her and Sylvia are carrying the entire way of the team offensively, because they're a great defensive team. I mean, they finished, I think, third in defense in the league this year, or fourth. You know, they still were a really good defensive team, but they dropped to ninth or 10th offensively. So that's really where you've seen the drop off. And again, it coincides with it's two people carrying the load.
Okay. Rachel, I hear you. I certainly understand it. I think a lot of people would have gotten that vibe as well, as kind of like, man, have they just kind of accepted that this is what it is? But then I step back and I realize we're talking about the Minnesota Lynx here. We're talking about Maya Moore here. If there's any player on the planet who can handle a load in terms of pressure and rising to the occasion and at a level of greatness, it's Maya Moore and it's Sylvia Fowles. And it's these women who have proven it over and over and over. And so for me, it's harder to sit here and just kind of, shoo it away. Is not that that's what you're doing, but just kind of make it like, well, let's just let it go. I guess we had our time and it's over. I don't think they're going to go down like that. You know, we're talking about the Minnesota Lynx here. And I think they're some of the most talented, most competitive, great players of all time. And especially in this recent era. And so I would not be surprised that, you know, they did enough this season to give themselves a chance in these playoffs. I think there was maybe an unprecedented, subconscious thought of, hey, we do have to take care of our bodies. Hey, we do have to manage the schedule, of the grueling schedule of what is this 2018 season. But hey, man, like, those lights are going on tomorrow night, that ball is going up, and it's playoff time. And I would not be surprised if we see a run out of them.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it out there. We got to move on. We've kind of spent a lot of time on this game because I think it's just been so exciting. But real quick, Pat, 5 seconds on the clock. Who wins this game?
I will take the Sparks with very little confidence.
Rachel,
I'm going with Minnesota on a last second shot by Maya Moore, 79-78.
Ooh.
She even dropped the points. It's funny. I was going to say Lindsey Whalen's going to hit a free throw to win the game.
Right. Because obviously Sims got a technical foul.
Yeah, something like that. No, I truly believe, and like we said, I think it's partially – it's all the things we talk about. It's partially the underdog. It's partially them gelling and having that extra motivation for their teammates' last game and last time with the Lynx. The Sparks – I mean, this is just going to be a great game, great rivalry. I could talk about this for 3 hours because I'll change my mind 5 times in those 3 hours too. I convince myself other ways. Dallas versus Mercury. Pat, I'll let you start off because you've been covering the Mercury all season, and this one is not any easier than Sparks Lynx. So I don't want to have to go first. You're up, Pat.
Put all the pressure on me. You're right. I mean, this is an intriguing matchup. You know, we have two teams that have kind of had some, you know, they've kind of had a little bit of these roller coaster rides, you know. I mean, at one point Phoenix was 14-5. They were looking at the top seed in the before Seattle ran away and hit with the one seed. I mean, Phoenix was right there with them as with the best record in the league. Then the Sancho Little injury happened, and this team kind of fell apart until, you know, luckily the scheduling gods benefited them, and they ended the season with 4 straight wins at home. They got some momentum, and they're coming into the playoffs now having playing better, and they seem to have regained a little bit of that mojo they had earlier in the season. Dallas, I mean, we know the deal with Dallas. I mean, this was a team, they were 14-9. I mean, they were at one point looking like they were going to get a home playoff game they were going to get a bye into the second round at least. And then, you know, the wheels came off. Fred Williams and, you know, obviously the reports with him and Greg Bibb, we know what happened there. Then he got axed and, you know, but they were able to, when they had their backs against the wall, they found a way to win at home against Vegas to get that 8th and final playoff spot. So we have two teams. It's very interesting. Phoenix won the season series 2-1. The one time that Dallas beat Phoenix, they blew him out, and Diana Taurasi only played about 5 minutes. So I know it sounds very simple, but it might have just been the absence of Taurasi. might have been the difference in that game. But Dallas just played well in that game. I think it's going to be really good. I think you're going to have – you got a great battle of the bigs down low between Brittany Griner and Liz Cambage. And obviously you can't forget about Skylar Diggins-Smith. And then, of course, Phoenix, as I mentioned, Griner and Taraz, you're just two-thirds of that all-star trio with DeWanna Bonner. I think this is going to be a really fun game. It is obviously getting overshadowed by the colossal matchup that is in Los Angeles tomorrow night or on tonight if you're listening on Tuesday. But, you know, Dallas-Phoenix is a great appetizer to the entree that we're getting at 10:30 on Tuesday.
It's going to be insane. Rachel, you're the token Liz Cambage expert. So let's chat about this a little bit because I'm sitting here and – all right, let's keep this in mind. It's a very likely scenario that Wednesday morning, Candace Parker, well, all right, for sure, some of these players are no longer going to be playing. Candace Parker, Maya Moore, Sylvia Fowles, Nneka Ogumike, who might not even play Tuesday. Then you go to the other game, and you're talking about Brittany Griner, Dana Taurasi, DeWanna Bonner, and then Skylar Diggins-Smith or Liz Cambage. I hate to do this, but... I don't want to make you pick right now, but give me some insight of that matchup of the bigs going down low in Phoenix tomorrow.
Both of these games tomorrow, like, give me, like, I'm, like, having anxiety already. I can't even, like, fully grasp how great tomorrow night is going to be in terms of these matchups. And, you know, obviously, Pat, you talked about, you know, the Sparks and Lynx later on, but this one to me is just, like mind-blowing, the matchup of it, I think the intensity of it, the storylines of it, you know. And then, you know, obviously Griner Cambage going at it down low just in itself is just a matchup for the ages. And so this is a game that for me, it's like, obviously Dallas is limping into it, and limping is like the nicest word you could possibly use for it. Phoenix, you know, is obviously had in what I would say a very strong year. I think they're playing really well right now. They're confident right now. They've got some momentum. So I think just from that standpoint, you look at it like, well, they probably have the upper hand, especially with everything that's going on with Dallas right now. But it was interesting to me, and I know I'm kind of going off on a tangent right now. Skylar Diggins-Smith tweeted out last night, 0-0, like record 0-0. And I think this is a great mentality. A lot of coaches use this with their teams come playoff time, come conference time, things like that to kind of refocus and re-energize a team when things maybe have been dismayed or things have been kind of up in the air. It's like, all right, you know, tomorrow's a brand new day. It's a fresh slate. We made it to the playoffs. Here we are. We know what we're capable of. Let's go. So I think Dallas is going to come in to this game with kind of a really optimistic mindset, obviously a very focused and determined mindset. They obviously are talented. We have known that from day one, that this is one of the most, if not the most talented team in the league, from a lot of different standpoints. The presence of Liz Cambage, I won't go on and on because I know people will get really sick of me in general, but she's the most dominant force in the WNBA right now. Skylar Diggins is Skylar Diggins. And so I think at any point, they're able to go on a tear and make a run. It's just they're a little bit of a loose cannon. So it's a complete unknown how they're going to perform. Literally flip a coin. You just don't really know what's going to happen. And this is uncharted territory for them, even making the playoffs. So that's just interesting in itself. And I think Mercury, I would say in my predictions, just being a little bit premature, we'll have the upper hand. They're experienced. They've been in these scenarios before. They're trending well right now. They're playing well right now. But this is a monster of a matchup. Like maybe a little bit for me more exciting than even the later game between the Lynx and the Sparks, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's more exciting. I think this one has a more likely chance, in all honesty, to come down to the last second. Only because all right, guys, how freaking insane would it be if Taurasi goes vintage DT and nails, like, a couple threes to win the game? Because I agree with you 100%, Rachel. Oh, so yeah. Flip the coin. My gut tells me that there's something going on in Dallas. They've somehow figured it out. They've got the right motivations. And they can, you know, turn that switch on. And they, like you said, they know what their ceiling is. And they can turn that on and do that and win this game. But then my mind cannot forget the domination of the big three in Phoenix. So mm-hmm. I don't even want to try and make a prediction. So So Pat,
honestly,
yeah.
Here's the real question: how many technicals are there going to be in this game tomorrow?
Well, that's the other. No, that's a great point. Is anybody going to get thrown out?
it's going to get physical. Oh yes, I mean
between Griner, Cambage, Tarazi, just Tarazi and Cambage, we could have three technicals right there.
I mean, and then you look at also too that you know you talk about like a more exciting game. I mean, here's to put it simply, if you want to put a number on it, when the betting lines and the odds came out for these two games, the line for the Sparks Lynx game was 152. So that's what the line is. That's like a game that ends in like the 70s. You know, they're thinking like that. The line for the Mercury Wings game, 176. So high scoring, up and down, a lot of run and gun. It's two teams that play very frenetically. They like to score. A lot of threes from the Mercury. The Wings like to push it and drive. It's a pace where it's going to be a lot of – it's going to be like watching a tennis match. A lot of back and forth we go. And I think that's what I think you're getting to is at the pace. Like the Sparks-Lynx game could be like watching like crab walking. You know, it could honestly get to that point just because it's a slower pace. But I mean, the Wings and the Mercury, this can be like a track meet out there.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm praying that no one fouls out or gets thrown out, because I think if there's two teams that like you could very easily any day be like, yeah, their best players are going to get thrown out, 100% is Dallas and the Mercury. So you know, I'm just excited to see if Dallas shows up defensively. I think that's the key to the game. If Dallas is there defensively, we're going to see a game where they're going to push the ball, they're going to run it, and then if they can hold down defensively, they're going to win.
Yes.
I'll go first on the predictions of who wins this game. I'm going with my gut. I'm going Dallas. Pat, you're next.
All right. I will be the black sheep again. I will go with the Mercury. I think they're playing well. They seem to have found something. This big three, I mean, when they play well – we've talked about this. I mean, when they're playing well, they're really tough to beat. And if they can get off to a good start tomorrow night, I think that they're at home. I go with Phoenix at home. Diana Taurasi, I don't like betting against her in elimination games. I'm going with Phoenix.
Rachel.
Man, this is tough. It's really tough. I'm having a hard time with this one, but I don't want to, but my gut is going to go with Mercury. I think Mercury's going to win it by six.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. They're going to cover. Very nice. Mm-hmm. The line is six right now. They're favored by six, so they would cover. Very nice.
Do you have money on this?
My prediction. No, I don't. I'm not all into that.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. It's been a great episode. This has been the WNBA Insider Show. We covered the first round of the playoffs, X's and O's, deep insight, and we're not afraid to speak our mind and give takes that probably are going to piss some people off.